Hello, and thank you for joining us on the first episode of 2022 for Stonebridge Soundbites. Today's topic is government's impact on the markets. My name is Patrick Kincaid. I am the Director of Marketing at Stonebridge Capital Advisors. With me today is Bob Kincaid, President and CEO. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate you setting this up, and I look forward to our conversation.
Yeah, this is a topic that we're seeing a lot of questions from our clients about. There's a lot going on in the media. There's a lot going on in the markets, and I think people have a lot of unanswered questions that they'd like some better understanding around how government does make an impact on the market, or maybe doesn't make an impact on the market. And my thought was to bring in one of our most experienced portfolio managers, investment managers on the team, yourself, 43 years of experience in the investment management industry. I think it'd be great to hear your side of what you have seen in that time. And then also get maybe some scenarios that you've ran into so that we can share those with our audience. I think first and foremost, though, we do want to state, right, this is not a political commentary in any way. This is very simply an analysis of the markets. It's what we do every day in our job.
Well, Pat, that's true. After 43 years in the industry serving our clients with investment management services, there have been a lot of changes in market cycles, a lot of changes in political environments that have some impact on the market, some little impact on the market. But the perspective of having the opportunity to start my career in 1978 in the hyperinflationary timeframes that we experienced during that time frame from 78 to, say, 82, it was interesting to see what kind of confluence of influences affected people's investment thought, as well as how the economy changed during that time frame. So we'll try to deliver that process to you during that time all the way through to today, where we are seeing what some might feel is a similar scenario of rising inflation, a lot of concerns around that. Rising focus on how the government is going to change that, and a rising focus by the media about the issues as they perceive them, as opposed to the issues as they perhaps are. And so all of those things come into effect and have over the past 43 years. This is perhaps my perspective or experience. Or if you want to call it that, an opinion. It is my opinion based on my experiences. So we'll try to deliver that for your audience tonight.
I think that is that's a good maybe starting point for us here, Bob, is to just generally ask you, do you have kind of an overarching thought or belief in government's impact on the markets?
Well, there are lots of theories on this, and you will see this expressed largely in the media that will try to lead our investors to believe that if the government does this, then our economy will improve this way. If the government does that, then our economy will be in decline, and there are going to be all kinds of issues with the market. I like to focus more specifically on what truly generates economic growth or economic slowdown. And yes, the government can influence that on a marginal basis. It can slow things down marginally, or it can speed things up. But my general belief is that what really controls the direction of the economy, as well as the direction of the markets, are the people listening to this podcast, as well as the millions of others, Americans, if you want to call it that, millions of other Americans who, when they make a decision to go forward, they go forward. When they make a decision to slow down, they slow down. It is the consumer and the businesses around the consumer that control 70% of our GDP, gross domestic product, and is those people that really lead the economy. It's not being led by Washington or state governments. It really is the people of this country that drive our economy forward or make the decision to slow down.
There certainly are bodies of government that do impact the market, you know, the Federal Reserve being one of them. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and how they can directly impact the market and economy?
Sure. It is a very, very big focus, and we've been just media-driven to follow every breath that the Federal Reserve takes since the era of Chairman Greenspan. On the news constantly, everybody's mouth-breathing over what they're doing. The reality of it is that the Federal Reserve, in their role in the banking system, really has two mandates. One is to control, shall we say, control prices, as it's referred to, manage inflation. And second, to provide employment or unemployment numbers that are appropriate for the economy. So two mandates. The employment mandate is a more recent mandate over the last, say, 10 years or so. But their ability to do that are what is referred to as with very blunt instruments. They really just have a few instruments to do that. It's to raise short-term interest rates or do more buying or selling in the open market of specifically U.S. treasuries. They've expanded that now to buying corporates at some point in time as well as municipal bonds. But they also have the ability to stop buying those securities and let them mature on their balance sheet and let the market then access those securities as they come due. So big broad instruments. They can't apply what we would say are rifle shot approaches to solving some of the other issues in the economy. Their instruments are very blunt and they take time to execute. And so I think they have followed that path fairly well over the course certainly of the last 10 years where there's been challenges, but we've experienced it all the way back, as I say, to 1978 when Paul Volcker was the chairman of the Federal Reserve and his job was to just stop inflation. And there were some very aggressive moves taken by the Federal Reserve at that time.
43 years of experience in the investment management industry, obviously you've seen a lot. Do you have any examples of situations where the government did maybe have a larger impact on market change or maybe less of an impact on market change than people were expecting?
Well, I mentioned a second ago, 1978 through 1982, roughly, was a very, very challenging recession, and it was an inflation-led recession. And for those of us who grew up in that era, remember mortgage rates. Today we see a mortgage rate on a 30-year mortgage of maybe 3 or 4%. At that time, mortgage rates ranged anywhere from 12 to 17% on a traditional 30-year mortgage. And so that's when the Federal Reserve stepped in to make some very, very strategic and important moves to raise interest rates, to slow down the rate of inflation, and actually to stop inflation, which essentially put the country into a fairly steep recession. But that is what they needed to do to halt inflation, which was spiraling out of control. That was a big move by a government agency, if you want to call it that, although the Federal Reserve is an independent agency relative to the banking system. But that's what they did, and they did a very good job of that, although it was painful at the time. Later on, the government, the fiscal side of the government, or if you want to call it the administrative and congressional side, made some decisions to loosen some regulations. They passed some tax bills that reduced taxes, that gave a little more flexibility to the people that run the economy, i.e., that's the consumers and the manufacturers and so on, to really go out and effectively turn the economy around. And at the bottom of that recession, the people of this country made a decision that they were tired of being beaten down. They're going to move forward. And they got a little help from the government to do that. And they did indeed, with one of the greatest expansions we've experienced long term. I will say this again, though. It was the people of this country that made that decision to do it. They were tired of being beaten down by inflation and tired of being beaten down by foreign countries that were buying up properties here and taking advantage of us. People just made a decision not to do that. And probably one of the greatest things that happened during that time frame is some of the technical superstars of our lifetime created incredible information technology that has now led us to one of the longest expansion time frames ever, as well as have managed inflation in a very big way because of the efficiencies we have with technology. And when you think of those companies back in those days, it was Microsoft, Apple, a number of companies that were developed during that time frame.
So, Bob, I think I'd like to kind of end with one question. And again, it goes back to something that I had kind of stated in the opening remarks. There's a lot of media hype, and there's a lot of question out there of, you know, how will this government change what is going on or what's happening in the markets? Can you speak a little bit towards that in your experience in seeing that, in hearing that, and then seeing the ultimate effects of it on the economy and the markets?
There's an interesting saying that's gone on for decades about the expectations by the media oftentimes or by politicians that one presidential administration over another is going to make the economy magically grow or shrink the economy for whatever reason. And there's an old saying that the president doesn't make the economy. However, the economy can make the president. And that just simply says that, again, if this economy decides to go forward, it's because the people of this country have decided they want it to go forward. There are right things in place, either low prices or whatever. They want to move forward. It's not so much what the president or Congress does to make that happen. It is the people of this country that do make it happen. And we have to have faith in that. We'll see how that's going to work. We're entering a very interesting time frame. We enter it every four times a year, every quarter. This is earnings season. And we have a saying in the investment world, it is earnings matter. That's what we're focused on. Whatever comes out in Washington, read it, we look at it, okay, it's interesting. But for us, right now, we focus on the earnings of the companies that we follow for our clients and how they report their earnings and their success of being able to continue to grow their revenues, grow their earnings, will impact the decisions that we make for our clients, and I know will impact our clients as well relative to how they live their lives. So again, folks, it's us. We run the economy as much as the media wants us to believe somebody else does. It's in our hands, and we're the ones most capable of managing that.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Bob, for joining me today. I really do appreciate it. To all of you out there, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Stonebridge Soundbites. A lot of these topics are generated from our clients, from our partners, from the general listeners out there. So if you do have a topic that you got, we'd love to hear somebody explain this or go through this, please give us a call at 651-251-1000. Ask for Patrick. You can go ahead and let me know what you'd like to hear us talk about on one of these episodes. I'd love to be able to make this much more succinct with what you all are looking for out there. You can find all of our recordings and all of our research on our website at stonebridgecap.com/news. And again, thank you for joining and have a great rest of your day.